Man called me the other day, 3 times. Pastor Roberts, I got a question. Same man that said I should use the word faggot. I will use the word faggot. I will use the word puckite. Whatever it takes. I said, why are you asking me the question? Because you're a wise man. I said, well, what you need to do is go to those that do that and ask them the question. You see how wise that is? That was not going to appease this man. That has been full of frivolity and foolishness. Wavered. I said, my friend, I think you could get the best answer. I know why they do it, but I think if you call one of them, they can convey that much better than I can. Well, I just wanted to call you because I knew you were wise and I knew you understood it and you could answer me. I did answer him. Call those. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said to the man, send an offering. And he got offended at that. There's a little sister here in this town. She sends me $5 every month. I know she doesn't have much, but she sends that faithfully. And she writes a long letter every month. Hallelujah. She doesn't skip a beat. Well, that $5 isn't anything. $5 is a lot to one that may live off $450 a month. Don't tell me it isn't. Brother Basil sends $5 a month here. His check maybe last month, his check was $5.86. The Elder Yisrael, $5.86. He sent the whole check. Hallelujah. Don't tell me in prison that will not do a lot for him. But he said every dime he had 60 cents left. I said, send an offering, man. We don't need this offering. But it behooves him to give unto the labor of Yah that he's been fed. You don't go to the grocery store and eat bread without paying. You come on the table of Yah and you receive the bountiful blessings of Yah, and it has no valuable to you at all. But this precious cornerstone is valuable to those that believe. You that don't believe, he means nothing to you. Hallelujah. So I am wise. Not in my conceit, but I'm wise in the experience that I've had with my Abba. Well, what is that experience? By the word. By the word reproving and correcting and showing me. So the word of Yah is quick, is powerful. It discerns what's in us. It shows us what's in us. It tells you what's in you. It condemns that in your heart. You are condemned because that which is in your heart is wicked and vile. So that's why you sense a condemnation. If your own heart condemn you, Yah is greater than that. So he has allowed his word. He has sent forth his word. It's not vain. What he speaks to you is not vain. It's not empty. He intends for it to condemn you. He intends for it to show you your vile ways and your wickedness, your evil ways. Now what they want today, I heard a man who says, I don't talk like the other ones, hollering, all that. He talks very soft. Well, that's what people want, but there's no convincing of their sins. When a daddy says to the son, stop, son, he's not convinced he means stop. But when the daddy says, boy, I'm going to bust you, you better stop. He turns and he pays attention, doesn't he? Hallelujah. So that's how Yah speaks to Israel. Oh, I know he speaks in a still, quiet voice. Only unto those that are obedient unto him. He says, keep walking right. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Because I don't want nobody else to know this here. But you. That's Yah. The 6th chapter of Ibram, Hebrews. Quickly, 6th chapter, verse 4. The word of Yah will discern what's in you. The word of Yah will show you what's in you. The word of Yah will reveal what's in you. That's what it will do. Hallelujah. It says, chapter 6, verse 4, for it is impossible. Do you hear that? There's no possibility. For it's impossible for those that were once enlightened, once they had come to the truth, they had the power of the image of Yah in them, and they have tasted of the heavenly gift, they have tasted of Yahshua. They know the truth of Yahshua, and were partakers of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of Yah, and have tasted of the tough word of Yah. The word of Yah is tough. Every word of Yah is tough. And have tasted of the excellent tough word of Yah and the power of the world to come. If they shall fall away to renew themselves again unto Teshuvah, repentance, seeing they have impelled to themselves the Son of Yah afresh and put him to an open shame. You are not going to fall away. You're not going to take this tough word and say to hell with Yah. And think you're going to be refreshed again. When a man has tasted the power of the Ruach of Yah, that has witnessed what is in them, and they turn away. No, it's not going to be. I don't care what no one says. He brought them out. Did he kill them in the wilderness? He destroyed them. Can I ask you a question? This is a generation of hypocrisy. Was Korah, Dathan, Abiram a part of Israel? Were they a part of Israel? Were they are the seed of the elect of Israel? Did he open up the earth and they went down into hell alive? Did he open up the earth and they went down? Sure he did. He turned away from the power of Torah. He opened it up. They had tasted of the power of Torah. They had seen the power of Yah bringing them out. They had seen the Torah of Yah, the Red Sea open. They had seen the works of Yah. They had seen Yah in this pillar of fire by night and this beautiful cloud like no other cloud by day that guided them through the path. Hallelujah. 5 million people, I don't care where they were back. That thing stretched out 30 miles and walking. And yet this cloud leads them and this fire that yet the Egyptians could not see, the Mizraim could not see, but yet the fire of his truth was before them. Because they had a man that Yah had elected to place before them to guide and to lead his people. He had the fire of Yah in him. He had the fire of his word in him. What is that? The Torah was said. He was a lawgiver. He was a Torah giver unto Israel. And yet the Egyptians could not see that. All they could go on with the footprint of Israel. And they ran after them. They assayed after them. And Yah destroyed them all. And those men had tasted the gift of Yah. They had seen the power of his Ruah in the midst. They had seen the power of his spirit. This book doesn't entail everything that happened there with Moshe with that people. We can't even maintain the 66 little books we have and those that are lost that we try to discover. If the thing was that thick, you don't even read it because it's that thick. You Jezebels can pick up a novel that thick. I said, you Jezebels, you sluts of hell. Some damnable trash that pollutes your wicked mind. Some horse sleeping with someone, you dog of hell. I don't take that back. Fill your mind with that damnable trash, and the word of Yah is not taught to you, and you get excited about some damn trash like that, you fool. You must be doing that. So you get quiet. Hallelujah. As my grandmother would say, eyes are not repenting. Eyes are not taking nothing back. And I will not. It's about a Hamashiach. We'll not do that. When Kephas spoke, they brought all their curious arts. They didn't read them damn books. They brought that trash and burned it. That's the spirit of a Jezebel. That's the spirit of a prostitute. Fill our mind with the word of Yah. I don't care if it's your mammy, your grandmammy, your grandpappy, your daddy. Did that trash pollute your mind? A beastly devil, what that is. I don't even know why I injected that, but Yah does. The word of Yah is a discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the lip, isn't it? You Jezebels that are doing that, you better stop it. Don't do it here. You going out there and do it. No time for Yah. Something that is tough. The word of Yah is tough, isn't it? Nah. Who doesn't like a nice slice of pound cake with, I do. And I'm not an ice cream person, but every now and then I like to have a slice of pound cake, right? Not just any kind of pound. With me a nice scoop. I don't need a bowl of ice cream, just a little scoop. And me a banana. And I love that. That's tough to me. Hallelujah. A nice fried steak every now and then. I don't want to eat it every day. Or once a month. As though it's in every blue moon because it's tough. It's right. I don't want my palate to get used to that. But every now and then having a nice fried steak with onions on the side and a baked potato. No, I don't want to eat that every day. I want to eat that every now and then. Hallelujah. And so when this word is a fresh word every day is fresh. It's better than the fresh juice squeeze that you have squeezed from the oranges. So the word of Yah is tough. You know this damned up a generation, what they did, I was reading a little excerpt this morning from the Shalom Observer in the Living Section, where they said that this whore, this Jezebel, what's her name, this Rawlings, with this Harry Potter, she got all what we call the Christian conservatives, because they're saying that there's some Christians' identities in this last Harry Potter. And these vile dogs, these reviewers of books, they would say, well, it has some Christian things in there that is nice. I believe that. I have no problem with that. Because Christianity is not of you. I don't care what no one says. It is a false religion. It is just like Islam and Judaism and all of that. That what we know is Judaism is not a, it's not the pure form of Yah, practice of Torah. That the Talmud and all of those books before the Torah is a damn lie from hell. He gave us a written book. He did not give Moshe an oral prescription unto Israel. He gave him a written. I don't care what kind of, what they call, quote, Jewish assembly. And you can call me anti-Semitic all you want. It makes no difference. I don't care what it is. The Talmud is the principal book in those assemblies, whether they're Orthodox, whether they're Reformed, whether they're liberal. And that is just the fact of the matter. It supersedes the Torah of Yah. No, I will not let the Apocrypha supersede the Torah of Yah. I will look at things in the Torah that are, in the Apocrypha that are very valid, but if it's not complicit with Torah, then it's a lie. I don't care what book it's in. This is such an ignorant generation as dumb. You know they believe in forms and ritualism, but they do not have the power of the word of Yah in them. And because they have their rituals, their plasterings, they have their lost Torah, and they sing, "Oh, I am your Abba. You shall have no Elohim before me." That's what they do. And these rituals, they're impressed with that. And they turn toward Jerusalem, the pressures, and their little beady captor. They think that's the power of Yah. It is not. For the power of Yah is His word. For His word is powerful. For His word is powerful. Not the ritual. For His word is powerful. For His word is sharp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't intend to make friends this way. Hallelujah. Because I have a friend in Yahshua. What a friend I have in Him. I can take all my sins, my grief. He bears them all. Todaya, todaya. Man tasted this tough word and the power to come and cast it aside. Say, Hezuru'ah. He's not going to be refreshed. Hallelujah. You're not going to be refreshed, brothers and sisters, when you cast this truth aside. This tough word. You take trash. Your conversation is bedded with folly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says in the 11th chapter of the same book, verse 3, taking us through the scripture here. Shaul says, through faith, through imunah, through faith now, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yahweh. Now that is why this world was framed by the word of Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, we came from the dust. Where did the dust come from? Tell me, how did the stars, what were they made of? For it's by His words. What is a star? Just what we know in the English vernacular to say that that's a star. He said, let there be light. He said, oh, that's not enough there. He said, let the fragments shine of my honor. And the star, celestial bodies that are so huge, unimaginable, just huge, monstrophagous, represent the fire of His word. He said, that's East, huh? Let me put some West. Okay, North, constellation. And the stars, by the power of the word of Yah. Now that is trustworthy there. If by His word He formed this earth. Hallelujah. He formed the earth by His word. What? He called it an olam, an earth. He said, let there be earth. What is earth? I don't know. But Yah does. But we understand the composition of dirt. What it's composed of. Every kind of mineral trait there is in dirt. Magnesium, potassium, everything. I don't care what it is, it's found in the earth. We don't know what potassium is, but Yah does. Well, what is potassium? His word says potassium. And that's what it is. That's what it is. His word says nitrogen. And that's what was formed. Nitrogen. Just His word is all powerful. Hallelujah. We understand. It's not by the word of man. You can't frame anything. You can't make nothing. But by the word of Yah, the whole worlds, the worlds that be, were framed. The Plutos, the Mars, the Jupiters, and all the worlds were framed as what we call them worlds or bodies of celestial bodies. They were framed by Yah, by His Word. That is why we are earthly vessels, right? We need the Word of Yah to frame this earth here. We are earthen vessels whereby the Word of Yah should dwell. And when the Word of Yah dwell in these earthen vessels, then the mind of this earthen vessel will be framed by the Word of Yah. Not by sin and folly, but by the Word. Our mind shaped by the Word. Our thoughts, our habits, our love, our desire, shaped by the Word of Almighty Yahweh. Now that is how powerful the Word is. You got anything that is that proven? Your testimony is not proven. It doesn't even carry you over to the next day. You forgot what Yah did for you yesterday. And don't tell me what He did for you 6 months down the road. You don't even recall. So your testimony has no power. But by the Word of Yah, He framed the worlds. You see, that's an awesome Word. That's why we need the Word of Yah in us to hide. We need that. You're not going to make it. I warn you. You can kid yourself and think you're going to endure. You're going to allow the devil to take your mind away from studying. Study to show yourself approved. You can let him do that. You can be caught up in all your other little curriculums, your activities, and forget the Word of Yah. You have nothing that is proven. Nothing at all. You can go out and run 10 miles a day. It is not going to give you proven health. Because my Word tells me that health and wealth comes from Yah. That is the only thing that is proven. My health comes from Yah and my wealth comes from Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's where it's come from. That's the only thing that's proven is the Word of Yah. And the Word of Yah tells me that health and wealth come from Yah. Beloved, I would above all things that thou you may prosper and your health may personify and leap bounds even as your soul, even as your being prosper. And well, how does one prosper? Well, by hearing the Word of Yah. How does one have faith? By faith, we believe that the world was formed by the Word of Yah. And you cannot have faith unless you hear the Word of Yahweh. You can hear your sermon, that's all you want to, it produces nothing. You must hear the Word of Yah in order to have faith, to believe Almighty Yahweh. You got to have that. Hallelujah. That's why Yah has told them about the foolishness of preaching, to save them which believe. So have chosen this way. I know it's arcane. I know it looks foolish too. But this is what Yahweh has chosen, to save us, to get some fear in us. Man that will not limit himself because he just took a bath and he doesn't want to perspire. A man that is not concerned about how he is projected among the people, but he will declare it with a great emphasis as to what Yah says because he get excited about it. When he get excited about it, then his vocal cord fires up. When people get excited, does the vocal cord flare up? They go to a ball game, does the vocal cord flare up? When the team get a football down, not do that? Hallelujah. I don't care who the dignitaries and all, they do that. Then the skybox is hiding from the folks when they get down. They get their spirits in them and they get it on. And you tell me, Yah, that is greater than some damn foolish football, touch ball, basketball? They roar whereby the stadium shake. They roar whereby you can't even hear yourself think. Football players say you can't even hear the cadence. They just get there and the quarterback, they know within a certain amount of time, he may say 3 seconds, 1, 2, boom! And that's how the players run because they can't hear. You tell me, knowing, having this faith and knowing what Yah has done, I'm going to be quiet? No, you can be quiet. I will not. I will make known the mighty power of the Word of Yah. I will. Hallelujah. Look at what Peter says. 1 Peter 1:23. Hallelujah. I like this here. I'm not born again because of mama. Peter says, being born again, not of corruptible zero seed, but of incorruptible. There's nothing corrupt. What? By the Word of Yah, which lives and abides for some time, forever. The Word of Yah is going to abide in the kingdom throughout eternity. We have been born again, not of this corruptible seed, this corrupt word that corrupts us. The word in your own heart corrupts you. But we have been born again by an incorruptible word. And this word is incorruptible. It abides forever. It will never be destroyed. It will never lose its life. It will never lose its power. It abides forever throughout eternity. The word of Yah abides. For Yahshua is the word of Yah. And when all things are brought submissive unto Yah, even Yahshua himself shall submit unto Yah. Hallelujah. I believe his name won't be Yahshua because the saving power of Yah, it will be done for Israel, but his name is going to represent the word of Yah. I don't know what it is, but I know the scripture tells me he has a name on his thigh and his name is the word of Yahweh. That's what scripture tells me, that he has a name that no man knoweth, but he has a name written on his thigh and the name is the word of Yahweh. That's what he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This word is incorruptible. You are corrupt, but the word is not corrupt. You may try to corrupt it, but you're not going to corrupt it. It lives and it abides. It's a living word. It's a word of life. And it abides. It stands. It will not falter because it's a sure foundation. It will not fall down. It will not be altered. It abides forever. Lives forever. It stands by itself. Doesn't need me. Doesn't need you, but it still stands. We can lie against it, it still stands. We can try to tear it down, it still stands. Man has through the ages tried to tear it down, it still stands. They've tried to resist it, it still stands. They've tried to alter it and change it, it still stands. They've tried to make it compatible to the changes of ages and time, but it still abides. It has not changed 6,000 years nearly. It has not changed one bit. It is still the same word. Why? Because Yah has spoken it. Hallelujah. It abides. It lives. It is a strong word. It's a sure tower. That's what the word of Yahweh is. It's a tried word. It's a trustworthy word. You can trust it. With everything you got in you, you can trust the word of Yah. It will never fall. It will never crumble. You will never find a fault in it. The fault is in you. The fault is in your own heart. The fault is your sins. The fault is your wickedness. The fault is your vile ways. The fault is your subtleties, your corruption. That's what the fault is. Hallelujah. Shatan could not find a fault in the word of Yah. What Yah said to Adam and Shava, Eve, he meant what he says. He said, of every tree of the garden you can eat, but of that tree of the knowledge of Tav and Rob, do not even eat. You can't eat that. The word of Yah still stands. He said, in the day that you eat, you go to surely die. And they died. They were separated. They were cast out of the garden. And that is why we as Israel, the elect of Yah, we are still separated from Yah. And it's all about the proven test word of Yahshua that we have a gate open unto us that we can enter and boldly before the throne of our Abba, the veil of Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is the living word of Yah. And Yahshua shall abide forever. They try to remove him, but he still abides. They try to reduce him in their doctrine, but he still abides. These Jezebel Christians, what they call them, they call on God, God, God. And even the one they call their HaMashiach, they don't even use his name. The Jerry Falwells and all these political line dog preachers, they're afraid. But if you have no power of Yah without the word of Yah, and that word is Yahshua. You got to have him. You don't have that testimony, you're a deceived fool. Well, it's in the book, I will show you. It's in the book, my friend. You can try to reject this. You can try to reduce it out of the book, but it's still in the book. Hallelujah. And I won't change it. And I won't take one word from it. If I take a word from it, it's going to be taken from me. And I'm not adding anything to it. I'm just making it plain for you. I'm just making this simple. Hallelujah. Adding a little dimension by the Ruah of Yah. Talking on our level. To show us where we are, what we have done, and how we have abused the word of Yah. How we have tried to bind the word of Yah. How we have tried to disprove the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. He said the word of Yah endures forever and abides, and lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. He says in the 25th verse of the same chapter, I want to skip down one verse. He says in the 25th verse of the same chapter, Kepha, he says, but the word of Yah endures. I don't care what the test is, it endures forever. It endures forever, and this is the word. Listen, this is the word which by the message is preached to
you. The word of Yah, it endures, it undergoes hardship. It is tested, it's tried, but it endures. Yes, the word of Yah endures. We endure. We endure like a faithful soldier unto Yah. What is our ability, our natural ability? No, it is the word of Yah that endures in us. It is what we hold fast to. It is the strength of that truth when the afflictions come. You allow that word that is able, it has been tested to endure. You cannot endure, but the word that is in us, it will endure. We draw from the endurance of the word. It's almost like a marathon runner. He draws from what is in him, and that is the endurance. His lungs knows how to expand. And that's what the word of Yah is. It knows how to endure. It's been tested. It endures, brothers and sisters, not for a short time, forever. You go through the trial, but the word of Yah, it endures. And that's why this word I preach unto you, it is the message. This message is one of the Zorah of the endurance of the word of Yah. For it's been tried. It has been tested. It is a proven word. It is a word that you can trust in. Where? In death, trust it. In sickness, trust it. In perils, trust it. In great opposition, trust it. It has endured that. The patriarchs have endured that. They have been tried. And they held fast to the word of Yah. They watched their husband cut in half. They held fast to the word of Yah. They wandered about in caves and dens, but they held fast to the word of Yah. They had no certain dwelling place, but they knew that Yah said that he would give them a city and a place whose builder and maker is not man, but Yahweh. And they held fast to that, not something mythical, not this damned of a Harry Potter, but this is the one that sows the seed that is incorruptible. It is not a corrupt seed. And when Yah puts his word in you, it will bring forth that which is pure and very pure. Your mind will become pure. Your love, your intents, your motives will become very pure. I don't care what the enemy comes against you with. How much you endured the very battle and the buffeting of hell. And when Shatan would cast away, then the Melechim from Hashemah, they came and ministered. What do you think they ministered the word? Because he was the living word. He was the assurance of Israel. He was the thing by the hope of Israel. He endured that. We can endure. Get this life of Yah in us. The living word. We need it. We need this tried, proven thing. When everything fails you, the word will never fail you. When you can't even endure, just call on your Yahshua. Call on the Lamb of Yah. Hallelujah. All that you need is in Yahshua. Everything we need, we find it in him. For he is the fullness of Yah. Sure he is. He is the fullness of Yah, his word. Everything you need is in Yahshua. For Yah has prepared him. For the hope of Israel. Hallelujah. Second Kephar, 2 Peter, chapter 3. This is for us, brothers and sisters. This is a world that doesn't believe it. Do not believe that Yahshua is coming. It doesn't believe that. But this is your assurance here of what Shaul speaks. Kephar, what is our assurance? The word of Yah. It says in 2 Kephar, 2 Peter 3, 5. For this they are willingly... For this, they willingly are ignorant. You know when someone is willingly, you know what that one is? When they're willingly ignorant or set in that way, they're determined. You're not going to tell them anything. You deal with brothers and sisters like that, they're determined. They're determined that it's my way or hell's way. He said, but this, they're willingly ignorant. Well, I know what it says, but they're willingly ignorant of the fact, or of this, of the fact. That's what he's saying. That by the word of Yahweh, the Hashemayim, the heavens, were of old. Sure they were. And the earth standing out of the water and in the water. He says, whereby the world that then was. Do you all hear that? It was by the word of Yah, the earth of the world was in its position that it was in. He said, the world being overflowed with water perish. Listen to this. But the Shemayim, the heavens and the earth, which are now, they're now, are they not? He said, by the same word now, not a different word. It abides forever. It is everlasting. By the same word they are kept in store. Kept in store how? By the word of Yahweh.
They are kept in store, reserved to fire against the day of judgment and perdition of wicked men. The same word that formed it is the same word that preserves it. And the same word that preserves it was the same word that judged it. And the same word that brought the floods upon it will be the same word that bring the fire. Yah has not changed. The word of Yah endures. It's an everlasting truth. He will not alter it. There is no lie found in it, brothers and sisters. Let Yah be truth. Let his word be the truth. Let David Roberts, you be a liar. Just let us be liars. Just say we've lied and fallen short. Come on, somebody. We've lied, we've walked in error, and we've fallen short. What's wrong with that? But it's the same word that discerns me and convince me of my sins. It is the same word that saves me. It is the same word that brings deliverance of the house of Israel. It is the same word that brings restoration unto Israel. That's why no weapon formed against the word of Yah cannot prosper. It cannot overtake it. It is the word, brothers and sisters. It's not me. It's not you. It's the word. It is the lively word that Yah has put in us. And you know it's alive because you have the witness of HaMashiach. Without that, you have not the life of Yahshua. Look at what it says in 1 John, 1 Yochanan, 1 John, the epistle, the letter of John, unto the Israelite brothers, Geshia. He says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. He says here, I have written to you. He said, I've written to you, Avot. You hear this, Avot, you fathers? Because you have known him that is from the beginning. Now, if you have known Yah, his truth, you Avot, then you walk in the disciplines of Yah. First Yochanan, chapter 2, verse 14. He said, you have known him, fathers. Avot, you have known Yah from the beginning. So you have known him from the beginning, from the Bereshit of all things. You go back to the Torah of all things. You have known him. He says, I've written unto you young men because you are strong. For a young man is strong. He has, and the word of Yahweh abides in you. See, when the word of Yahweh abides in a young man, he is a strong man. That's why we don't have many men today, because the word of Yah doesn't abide in them. For the word of Yahweh ought to live in the young man. He say, I've written unto you young men. That's what it says. For the word of Yah abides in you. He's given your attention over unto the word of Yah. You've given your strength unto the word of Yah. He said, the word of Yah abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. You've overcome the powers of Shaitan. You're not bound under Shaitan. You're not bound by the spirit of this age, the spirit of this world. How many young men today are not caught under the captivity of this world? That their minds gravitate. They're given over to the pleasure, the sensual sinfulness of this world. They have not overcome. Because they don't have the word of Yah abiding in them. That's what he says. Why do you think he talks to the Avot here and the young man? Because one day the young man will grow up to be an Avot. And the man is the head of the woman. He's head of the assembly. That's what he is. But a young man must have the word of Yah abiding in him. Not his stupidity, his little childlike manner. Now you brothers, I speak to you here. You that listen, you need to grow up and mature. And I don't take it back. You need to have the fervor and the strength of Yah that is visible. When one sees that, they will know that there's the word of Yah is abiding in that one. Hallelujah. Your childlike, immature ways, the emotionalism. He has overcome the wicked one. Because the word of Yah abides in him. Yeah, that's how you come. The word of Yah, that's what it says, doesn't it? Because the word of Yahweh abides in him. The word of Yahweh lives. The word of Yahweh is his thought. The word of Yahweh is his mindset. The word of Yahweh is what motivates his love. You don't have to love it. It makes no difference at all. You can't concur with it because it is just a true fact of the nature of you. You can't overcome your own lust and your wickedness because the word of Yah doesn't abide and you got folly and foolishness and stupidity. He said, you have taught, you have known the way, you teach them. Put the word of Yahweh in them. Young man, you have overcome because the word of Yah abides in you, the word. Not your cares, what you delight in, but the word of Yah abides in you. And you have overcome. You've overcome the wicked one. Shaitan, you've overcome them, the powers that be.
This is a generation that is not an overcoming generation, is it? You can't overcome your sin very well. And the reason why, because you have not hid the word of Yah in you. You've hid your own little corruption, your little sneaky deceitfulness, your lies. You get quiet, that's all right. Your false pretenses. You don't have nothing abiding in you. Well, how do you know? I will show you how I know you don't have it abiding in you. First of all, you have not overcome. You have not overcome your little ears, your little petty, childlike mannerism. You know, I think, I don't say this to reduce my brothers and men or daughters. But when I was a 23, 24-year-old man, even though I was ignorant of a lot of things, I had a maturity. Because my pastor, Evangelist Husband, he did not play. And I would not resist what he would tell me. I would receive it. I don't care how I didn't like it. And once I receive it, my heart would get so fat. He did not interact with anyone the way he did me. He had another brother, but he did not, I'm telling you. He would not interact with them. He did not socialize with them the way he did me. He may call me at 4 o'clock, Pastor Roberts, come, Brother Roberts, come to my house. I've got a roast lamb chops on. Come eat with me. He didn't do that with the rest of them. After every service, I went to his house to eat. I really didn't want to go, but every service, that's the truth. He did not interact with him. He was not a man of folly, but his laughter, he would do with me. What do you think about that, Brother Roberts? But he would say things to me. He would look at me and he would tell me, you're childlike, you're juvenile, brother. Grow up. And of course, don't laugh at me, man. I said, you're right, Pastor. You're right, Evangelist. Thank you. And then when I would say that, then I would just get so happy. The spontaneity between us was just even enriched. It was. And that's the truth. You say something to this petty juvenile generation, they're so childlike. He would talk to him, I would stand up and look at him. Yes, sir. All right. And so I put myself in a position where he didn't have to say much to me. He didn't. What I would preach, he would question, what is that? Where did you get that from? The rest of them could get there and they could say almost anything. This was part of the training that y'all was bringing me to. And I bless y'all for that. That's why you all never heard me say anything ill against that man. Because even though the training was missing a lot of things, it had everything that I needed. You understand? Had everything that I needed to get me right on the path that Yah intended for me to go. You understand? It had all that I needed. I didn't fight him. But I was silly. I said, I'm just acting stupid, Evangelist Hartsfield. All right, grow up. Stop acting that way. Yes, sir. I will. You tell this juvenile generation that they recoil like pit vipers. Well, tell me what I'm doing wrong. I don't see what I'm doing wrong. You're a fool, man. You don't have the Ruach of Yah. Did you falter yesterday? All have fallen. And you faltered yesterday. Every last one of us. You understand. So don't tell me that. We're named the Pacific. You deny truth. Hallelujah. That's enough. You don't need anything else. I want to close with some verses here, but I want to read this carefully. I want you to hear this. It says in Revelation, Gil-Yana, Revelation chapter 6 and verse 9. As we see here, the fifth seal opened for the terror of Yah poured out upon the nations of the world. It says Revelation, Gil-Yana 6, 9. It says this, and when he had opened the fifth seal, Yokohanse, I saw under the altar, I like this here. I saw under the altar the souls, the bodies of them that were slain for. Listen now. They were slain for the word of Yahweh. Do you hear that? And for the testimony which they held. And that testimony is the word of Yah, the power of Torah, and the testimony of Yahshua. He said, I saw those that they were slain because of the word of Yah. And they held fast to the testimony of Yahshua. Though they slay me, I will not deny the witness of Yahshua in me. I won't deny it.
Though the world destroys to slay me. Though family and kinsmen and relatives try to slay me, try to smite my heart and say you're a fool and you're wacko and you don't know what way you're going. I know the way that I'm going because it's the way of truth. It's the way that leads me into the presence of Yah because it is the word of Yah. Every word is pure. You don't reject some and hold fast to other every word. And what matters is the servant of Yah, he loves it. So you better get the word of Yah in you. And you better get this testimony in you. He did not see those slain because they were nice. Because they were white-skinned or black-skinned or brown-skinned or Jew-skinned. He saw those that were slain because they had the word of Yah. And they have the testimony, those that waited for the promise of Yeshua, and we that will make them complete because we have the witness and the testimony of Yeshua. If you think you're going to serenade into the kingdom without the word of Yah bound in your heart and the witness and the testimony of Yeshua, you are a deceived fool. You're not going into the presence of Yah. He said, I saw them. He did not say, I imagined. He said, I saw them. I physically saw them. They had the word of Yah in them. They had the testimony. And that testimony is Yeshua. They had that in them. And they were destroyed because they held fast to the Torah. They will not deny the Torah. Well, the Torah, but Yeshua is the power of Torah. They will not deny Yeshua. You cannot perform the Torah. What are you going to do on the day of Yom Kippur or the day of atonement? You're going to go offer you a lamb? We will not have enough lambs here to offer for all of your sins. We have to put everyone out there. He didn't ask for a sheep. He asked for a lamb. Yeshua is the lamb. The lamb of Israel. Hallelujah. He didn't ask for mutton. He asked for a lamb. We got to have the testimony of the Lamb. And they die because they have the word in them and the testimony. You got to get the testimony of Yeshua that is entrenched in you. And you got to get the word. You got to stop reading the Mary Jane Whole House books and read the book of life. You got to get your damn stupid jackass mind away from that damnable trash that leads you to error. And get your mind in the book. That leads you in the ways of Yah. For the ways of Yah, they are pure, they are right. They are straightforward ways. That's where you better get your damn stupid mind. Hallelujah. I was talking to the young brother yesterday and he was telling me how that person that he has a lot of information, that means nothing. Information doesn't give us the strength of the word of Yah. Everything that's going to transpire in this hour is in the word of Yahweh. Did he not tell us as the first world it was formed by the word of Yah? The same world is reserved unto the day of the fire of Yah coming upon it. And no one is going to stop that. Alex Jones or no one else. They're not going to prevent the word of Yah because the word of Yahweh is not bound. I'd rather have the word of Yahweh in me than have all the political areal and all the knowledge of the political arena that a man could offer. I'd rather have the word of Yah in me because it stands. The political scenarios change. The ideologues change. The ideas amend. But the word of Yah never changes. It is not bound. The politicians are bound. Their words are bound. They cannot say a faggot. You're not married. A faggot or butch bull dagger. They can't say it, but I'll say it. The word of Yah is not bound. Until these are Jezebels, the reason and the condition they are, they are laying like dogs and the men are dogs and they have their babies like dogs. That's the reason why I'm not bound. I call them what they are, they're whores. That's what the word of Yah calls them, whores. They're committing whoredom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can resist it all you want, but that's what Yah calls them. Hallelujah. So I'm not bound. Politicians are bound, but I'm not bound. The word of Yahweh is not bound. He says in the 19th chapter of Gileana, Revelation. We'll begin reading at verse 11. Hallelujah. As he sees this vision of Yeshua coming forth in this beast kingdom to destroy it. And he brings the armies of Hashemayim. This is what Yochanan says in Revelation 19:11, Gileana. I love this. This satisfies my love. He says, and I saw the Shemayim, the heavens open. And he say, my, and behold, a white horse. And he tells us of the one that sat upon him, and he that sat upon him
was called faithful. The word of Yah is tried. It is a faithful word. It is a trustworthy word. And he is called true. The word of Yahweh is true. It is Sadiqa. There's no lies in it. And he said, and his Sadiqa, and in his righteousness, his Sadiqa, he does judge, and he's making war. He's going to fight against those that are against Yah with the sword of his mouth. Do you hear me? He is faithful. The word of Yah is faithful in your trials. Even in your battles is faithful. The word of Yah is true to judge you and to tell you what it's going to take. Yah is straightforward. The word of Yah is right. It tells you what it's going to take. It shows you what it's going to take. He says his eyes were like flames of fire. And his head were many diadems, many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He said he was clothed in a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the word of Yahweh. The name of Yeshua is the word of Yahweh. That's his name. He is the word of Yah. He is the salvation of Yashika up to Israel. That is his name. The word of Yahweh. The word made flesh. That's his name. And his name is the word of Yahweh. His name, that's his name, the word of Yahweh. For Yahweh says, hallelujah, Yeshua. For his name is the word of Yahweh. He said in the armies which were in the Shemayams, they followed him upon white horses, clothed in the righteousness of Yah, the fine linen. White, it was clean and it was pure. You better make sure your garment is pure. You better take off that unrighteous, filthy cloak that has been spotted by your lying, deceitful ways. You've allowed your flesh to spot it. Your religious, corrupt ways. Too much is given, I'm telling you, much is required. And I labor from my inward parts today. I pour out my love in this truth. You can reject it. You can play with it all you want to. You cannot get serious to your damnation. Move them out. Yeah, that's my prayer. You can take it something you can play around with. It's to your own damnation and your destruction. Yahweh is not playing. His word is pure. And every word that he has spoken, it shall come to pass. You can take it lightly all you want to. You cannot allow the word to discern you and judge you and to be skillful at his judgment. That's what this word is for, to skillfully judge you, to skillfully expose you, and to show you your lying, cheating ways and your lying, doggish ways. That's what it's for. You can try to hide, but you cannot hide. You can hide your face from it, set beside someone so I can see you. It makes no difference at all. Yah sees a damnable wicked heart. You have because you're full of sin. And the light of Yah shine forth out of this man of Yah. The word of Yah pours out of his bosom. Hallelujah. I don't need to practice no preaching. I don't need to get no scriptures. I just let it flow from what he has already put there. I know what's in there. Because my heart thinks on it. My mind's on it. I don't care whether I'm driving or working. My mind is on the word of Yah. My thoughts on what do we need, Yah? How do you feed us? I can't preach this today and think I can rest on this on Wednesday. No, right after service, my mind is turning and generating. What do you feed us, Yah, from your table? Hallelujah. So you better get on the cloak of Siddiqah. The garment of righteousness. You better be clothed right. Hallelujah. The scripture says, and out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. We know that that's the word of Yahweh. Out of the mouth of Yeshua goes a sharp sword. And that sword is the word of Yahweh. For the word of Yahweh is sharper than any two-edged sword. That which he should smite the nation. He's going to bring them down by the same word that he established them. He raised up Israel. He called them out from among the heathens. And he placed them in his bosom. It was by his words that he gave unto the forefathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Jacob, that he would sustain Israel. And by the same word, he's going to bring the whore down. This Jezebel that has polluted herself with every kind of religious whore, every dog it is. She's going to following after them. I was reading yesterday where the Catholic whorehouse is telling their bishops to use Allah Akbar, to use Allah. So the Muslim will feel comfortable. To hell with the Muslims. To hell with Catholics. Let the Catholics go to hell, the Muslims, these bizarre, satanic field fools, and I say without any fear, Allah Akbar is only God is great. What is that? What God? Their God is great for the moment, Shatan. That's what this polluted whore. Hallelujah. I listened to this man, they call himself Benjamin over there in Israel. He said that Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and all, we must all come together collectively. Like hell I will. I come in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. I come in the name of the word of Yahweh. I come in the name of he that is called the word of Yahweh. I will not operate in the spirit of Islam. I will not operate in the spirit of Christendom or in the spirit of Catholicism. I will operate in the Ruah of Almighty Yahweh. These men are full of hell. They don't know Yahweh. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword. The word of Yah, which he shall smite the nations, and not just nation. That's Israel, that's Palestine, that's Iraq, America, Russia, that's every nation. Ethiopia, Ghana, it's every nation. He's going to smite the nations. And he ruled them. He ruled them with a rod of iron. And he tread the wine press of the fierce of the wrath of the Almighty. What he's going to do when he pressed this wine press. When he pressed these nations, it's going to be with the fierceness of Yah. It's not going to be with the tenderness of Yah. It's going to be with the fierceness of Yah, because this is the word of Yahweh. And that is how he's going to do it. And he has on a vest, his vesture, and on his thigh a name written. He is the king of all kings. Mr. Bush, you're going to bow. Mr. Putin, you're going to bow. You're going to bow, Mr. Zucker. You all go to bow before him. You go to bow down. He is the king of all kings. And he is the ruling master. He's the master of all masters. There is no other like Yahshua HaMashiach. And I saw a Moloch standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the Shemayim, come and gather yourself together of the supper of the great Almighty. He said, come, buzzards. Come crows, come fowls. You're going to eat until your bellies are full. Come you unclean spirits, because he's going to slay them to hell. Who says it? The word of Yah says it. The word of Yah, the one that's name is the word of Yahweh. He says it. And it is the truth, and it's nothing that's going to change for this. He said that you may eat the flesh of kings. Well, Pastor Robert, that's for, not for the poor folks. He said the flesh of captains. Well, that's not for the white folks or the black folks or the Hebrew Israelites or the Jew folks. That's not for them. He said, and the flesh of the mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sat on them, my. Not only are they going to eat the flesh of those that ride against Yah, but they're going to eat the flesh of them that ride upon him and the flesh of some men. The flesh of all men. White men, black men, brown men, yellow men. It's going to eat the flesh of all men, both what, free? And those that are bound, both small, both poor, and both that are great. For the word of Yah is not sparing. It is not of respect of person. But the word of Yah will honor just that. It will honor that which is based in the word of Yahweh. We can try to look for all of the alternatives that we want. But it's according to the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there is something for the people of Yah that I give you some glimmer of hope here. He says in the 20th chapter here, verse 4. He says this to us. We are blessed that have part in the first resurrection. He says in Gileana 24, and I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment, Mishpat, was given to them. And I saw the souls of them, that's all right, which were beheaded for the witness of Yahshua and for the word of Yah. Don't you want to be beheaded for that? That's all right. Let Yahshua become your head. Let him take off your head. You could be in the head. Let Yahshua be the head. Those that were beheaded for the testimony of the witness of Yahshua and the word of Yah. And look, and they did not worship the beast. They're not part of this beast system. They don't give their children the will unto this beast system. Neither his image, neither received his mark upon their forehead or their hand, that they lived and reigned with HaMashiach 1,000 years. You're going to have to be beheaded, brothers and sisters. And you're going to have to lose that natural carnal that mind of enmity and have the mind of Yahshua. I saw those that were honored. And we'll be headed for the witness of Yeshua and for the word of Yah. Inseparable. For he is the word of Yah. He is the sure foundation. No cracks in him. I saw this foundation we poured over here. It just wasn't right. No. It's not one piece. Hallelujah. You almost got to put section in there where it doesn't break. And we pull up this carpet, there's no telling what's under here. Hallelujah. You see, the ground under here may shift. But the pillars of Yah, they'll never shift. The several Ruach Hashem of Yah, they will never shift. They will never shift. They will never shift. Hallelujah. They will never shift. Jeremiah says to us, he wants us to understand, brothers and sisters, Jeremiah 23:29. He says, is not, Yah says to us, is not my word like fire, says Yahweh? Is it not like a hammer that breaks those rocks in pieces? Jeremiah 23:29. Is not the word of Yah like fire? So the word of Yah must come forth as fire. Does it not break? We are rocks, aren't we? Stony hearts. Do we not have that? Does not this hammer break them stony hearts? Don't we need the fire to consume this dross in us? Hallelujah. Preach unto me the word of Yah. Preach to me, brothers, the word of Yahweh. That's what I want to hear. Let it flow like a fire. Not based on your attitude. Let it flow upon what is already established. The word of Yah is like a fire. It's like a hammer that breaks in pieces these stony rocks, these hardened hearts that we do have. Verse 50, chapter 55 of Yeshaya, Isaiah 55:11. He says, so shall my word go forth out of my mouth. This is Yahweh. And it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which is pleased, which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I send it to. Now that is the word of Yah. He doesn't send it out. He sent it out because he's pleased. He speaks to us today because he's pleased to speak to us this way. And it is not a void word. It's not empty. It will not return to him void. But it will accomplish what he has purposed it to do. Whether it's to graft us in, it's to cut us off. And that's just the truth. The word of Yah, it is an enduring word. It's an everlasting word. We must understand that. Words of consolation and words of strength to you all in these last two verses. It says in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8 and verse 18. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. He tells us, I know your works. He said, behold, I set before you an open door. And he lets us know that no man can shut it. For you have just a little strength. That's all we have. Is that right? We don't have much, do we? And he said, you have kept my word. Keep the word of Yah. Keep that. Keep that above all things. And you have not denied the name of Yahshua. Don't deny that name. For he is the word of Yah. Don't deny that name. Yahshua, you have kept the name of Yahshua. Verse 18, he tells us, he counsels us to buy gold, try to fire. And what gold is that? That's the word of Yah, for his word is like a fire. And so he counsels you to buy that truth. His word is truth. Buy that, brothers and sisters. Don't sell it. Buy the truth of Yah. That you may be rich and white raiment. You may have the proper garments. You may be rich in the health and the wealth of Yah. And that you may be clothed and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. So he counsels you to buy of him this word that is tried. It's a tried word. Buy this word today. Hallelujah. Don't sell it. Buy it. Buy Yah's correction. Buy the counsel of Yah. Buy the understanding of Yah. Buy it. And that it will anoint your eyes. It will cause you to see when you buy it. It will cause you to understand. It will cause you to be enlightened. And then you will be rich in the power of the substance of Yahweh's truth. And then no weapon of hell that's formed against you will overtake you. You will prosper in the ways of Yahweh. You will be strong. And your love for him will grow abundantly because you will know you're a true servant of Yah because you will love his word. So buy that word that is tried. Buy what is proven. And what is proven is nothing but the word of Yah. That's the only thing is proven, the word of Yahweh. May he strengthen us all because his Ruach rests upon Israel. That we may delight in his truth. Shalom Yisrael. May the Ruach of Yahshua rest upon you and bless you. Bless you all that are listening today. On the live stream where you're listening from, we debarak you all. May the Ruach of Yah and the promise of Yahshua rest upon you. And may your love delight And the wonderful blessings of Yah. You that are listening, do send an offering on this week. Yah barak you. Bless you all that are listening on the live stream. May Yah strengthen you all. May He cause your heart to be enriched. Come on, my song. The word of Yah. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Patrick. Come on, sing for me. Hallelujah. Bless you all this Shabbat. May you have the Shabbat of Yah. May be rich. May you rest in Hamashiach. May the word of Yah strengthen you. I love Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Because He first read, I just love Him because I didn't know what love was. Hallelujah. And the more I love His truth, the more I sense the purity of His love in me. I want to do righteous at that. I want to make it into the kingdom. Because I know this kingdom is real. And it's not the Harry Potter kingdom. But this is a reality. How do I know? Because I'm going to die. I understand that. And I don't resist that. And I don't fight against Yah. I know I'm going to die. And so I preach this way because I want everything to be right in case He take me next week. I want you brothers to be strong. That's why I get on you about little things, because the little things, it is the little things that, it's the little things, little foxes that destroy the vineyard. I want you to take everything for granted. Pay attention to everything. Yah barak you all. Shalom, shalom.
You all that are listening today, let this word of Yah rest in your bosom today. It shall strengthen you. Hallelujah.
Search me.
to our feet. Search us all, Yah. For you declare that your word is a searcher. It is a discerner. Search us all, I pray, Yah. Bless your people here, scattered abroad. Take them down the highway safely and protect them. We total you for all things. Bless those that join us on the live stream today. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Yeshua Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.